it's never going to go away. This is more fun for them than I don't know what. This is what they live for.
It's hard to even imagine what could be more fun for us than this seems to be for them, John. The problem that I'm not sure many of them either care about or understand in the first place is what this means for the folks at the agencies who listen to this program and are trying to figure out where are we headed next. In the grand context, in grand scheme of things, September 30th, 2012 is not that far off when you look at the ability of Congress to actually get the bills done.
No, that's right. I think, the reality is that except for members of Congress that represent areas that have, a lot of federal workers, like, the members around D.C. and some other parts of the country, pretty much federal workers are probably the most hated people in Congress at this point. They want to take away money. They want to cut the level of government, and it's going to be done sort of at the expense of federal workers, unfortunately.
I guess the saving grace for this for federal employees, at least right now, is that with Republican House, which you cover on a daily basis, where all of these bills seem to be germinating, not going to go anywhere, at least they're not likely to, because they'll go to the other side, the Democratic Senate, where they'll die a fairly quick death, I would imagine.
Most of them will. I mean, there would definitely be some cuts. There's going to be pain. But I do think you're right that the vast majority of them, and certainly the most sort of severe reductions in workforce and in spending at the federal level, are going to die when they hit that wall of the Senate Democratic Caucus. Yeah.
Do you get any sense of which of these proposals, Congresswoman Roby's proposal, Congressman Ross's bill, that includes any number of effects on federal pensions? Any sense on how any of these might eventually make it into law, if at all?
It's not clear. There's some chance that there's been some talk, for instance, of using some of the federal pension money as a way to pay for parts of the highway bill. They look to sometimes use reductions to federal spending and to employee spending in particular for the payroll tax cut to offset that, or to unemployment insurance. And so there are any number of times when it could fit in to something that starts to move fairly quickly through the House and then through the Senate. I think it will depend. All these things are going to keep coming up, unfortunately, for people listening to your show. I think they're going to always be living in a bit of a state of uncertainty because of this, that all through the year this is going to be happening.
I told a colleague of mine here that maybe I had reason to be optimistic rather than the normal cynic that I am because of the FAA authorization bill. The fact that it seemed like members of both parties on both sides of the Hill decided, you know what, we should really just get this done, get this over with. And it seemed in relatively short order, we had a bill, and the president is either has signed it or is about to.
Right.
Am I a little bit too happy, thinking too happily about this?
Well, I mean, I think so. I mean, if you remember this last summer, they had a shutdown of sorts at FAA with where there was several weeks without a bill. They sort of done some stopgaps and stuff like that, and it has taken them a lot longer. The issue sort of died down for a while, and this last final push was fairly easy for them. But I don't think that is a model for anything else. I mean, House Republicans are looking to do a transportation bill that is completely at odds with what the Senate wants to do. Democrats have no interest in doing it. In fact, a lot of Republicans in the House don't even support the bill. It's unclear if that's going to actually pass at this point. And, while the Senate is looking at doing a much smaller bill, those two things are going to be in odds with each other. And then really the only thing that I think we're going to see passing this year, honestly, is going to be appropriations bills or some kind of continuing resolution.
Your answer to that question then anticipated my next question. There seem to be two schools of thought about the election year scenario, and one is, since it's an election year, members will try to work really hard to get things done, and the other school of thought is, since it's an election year, absolutely nothing will happen because it's an election year. It sounds like your observation is, at least the trend is setting up to be more the second than the first.
I think so. It's funny that there's a lot of pressure, certainly, on the leaders of both parties and in both chambers to get things done. It's growing. A lot of members are getting nervous. They don't have anything to show for, the last year and a half, essentially, other than not shutting the government down, which is not really that big of an accomplishment, frankly, or it shouldn't be. And but the problem, frankly, is that, you know, you've got these two chambers that are very sharply divided. You've got two parties that are very sharply divided, and they don't have a lot of areas where they can come to any kind of agreement on anything at this point. And so, there is that pressure, and there is some potential for some small things to get done. But the kind of things that we've seen in the past, like the Clean Air Act in 1993, I believe, that's not going to happen. They're not going to do something like that this year.
Are there cues or landmarks that we should see on the horizon that may indicate which direction this may go, if any?
Certainly the payroll fight with the unemployment insurance and doc fix and all that, that's going to have to be resolved by the end of this month. I think that and the transportation bill that they're going to be voting on next week are the two sort of clear indicators we'll have of how bad the intransigence and sort of fighting is going to be this year. My suspicion is that it's going to be pretty bad, and that they're not going to be able to get a transportation bill out of the House next week, and they probably won't be able to get a bill easily on payroll, and it's going to be some more brinksmanship on that and a lot of infighting within Republicans and fighting against Democrats in the White House. And my suspicion is that it's going to go pretty rough.